Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there. Welcome back to Powerhouse 30, our series that we're doing this month. So today we're talking about how to recover your goals when you're falling off track. Like when, you know, you've set something, but unfortunately, it's not going the way that you want it to, okay? So welcome back. I'm super excited. I'm more excited about this topic than I am on goal setting because anybody can teach goal setting, okay? Anybody can teach it. What I want to teach is how do you get back on it? How do you go, shoot, I've been trying to do this for X long, right? X amount of time, but now I'm really serious, okay? So, and like I said, it happens to the best of us. I think I was into day two of waking up at 5 a.m. and I already hit the snooze button. It will happen. And I think the more you expect it to happen for you to fall off track or for you to break the protocol or whatever you decided you wanted to do, it's okay. What you need to create is the protocol to getting back on, to messing up, but then starting over, okay? We've got to get good at the, not just the falling down, but the standing back up, all right? Okay, so first of all, a couple things I want you thinking about as you've maybe fallen off track for a few things is I want to first ask why, what happened? Let's dig into these details, okay? So number one, you may have just set a way too unrealistic goal. How many of you have set a goal, and in week three of January, you're questioning how realistic this is. You're already doubting yourself and what you've set up for in January, or for the year, I should say. Okay. Now, doubt is going to play a big part, right? And I've already heard people, I just came off a call today with somebody who said, this is not going as planned. I'm like, okay, first of all, you've only been doing this for 3 weeks, right? It's only January. We have so much time to fix this and to figure it out. The data and the information of what is happening is going to help us and guide us into how do we fix this, okay? So I don't want you to change your goals already. It's way too soon to be saying, this is unrealistic. What I want you to think about is how do we look at Q1? So if you set this massive revenue goal or you set this working out 7 days a week or whatever it is, all I want you to do is just chunk it down for Q1. So if working out 7 days a week is not a January goal, right? You may have to say to yourself, okay, but in Q1, I'm not working out at all. So even 3 days a week would be phenomenal. Even 2 days at 10 minutes a pop would be a massive game changer, right? I want you to just get started, but get started smaller. Again, I am not saying play small and downgrade your goal. I am saying set a smaller goal for Q1 that is still getting you set up for success in your annual goal. Make sense? Okay. Now, I also want to make sure, and the reason I'm saying don't play smaller, don't go down, is because the goal you set, whatever it is, whatever, if it's something to do with your wealth, with your health, with your relationships, the goal you set, somebody else set that same goal and they're crushing it. And they're not smarter than you. They're not better than you. They're not anything more than you. They're more committed than you. That's what it comes down to. Why are they doing it and you're not, right? Because whatever you've set, it's not that crazy. Somebody has already done it. I can promise you that. Somebody has done it, or somebody's doing it right now as we speak. And the level of commitment is different. And that's what I want to figure out with you, okay? So if you said you wanted to do the thing, but you're not doing it, why not? What is missing? Is it the why? Like, tell me anything. Like, fill me in. What is missing? right? So if you said, and why don't you pass a, like, show me a goal right now in the chat of something that you specifically had set for yourself and you're not really doing it. Like maybe it was drink more water every day, but you're not. Okay. So we've got to start to reverse engineer what is happening here. Why is it happening? I want you to go there. Go there with me for a moment and let's start to figure this out so we can say, what's missing? What do I need? Sometimes you've just picked goals that you actually really don't want, or you haven't gone deeper into the why. Okay, I love it. Amy said, writing daily intentions. Okay, I love this so much. So writing daily intentions is something she wants to do, I'm assuming she's saying, but she's not quite getting it done or doing it. Okay, let's talk about this. So there's a lot of reasons why this is maybe not happening. Number one, it might just be she hasn't been doing it before, so it hasn't become a habit. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that Amy sets up a trigger to remind her to do it, okay? It could be as simple as pulling out a notebook and setting it out on your computer. Like, think about this. Let's say you're in your office every day and you want to set daily intentions first thing in the morning. One of the things you could do is when you leave for the day, put your notebook on your computer, right? So that you, it's another trigger of write that daily intention. Now, it might just be she's forgetting. It might be that she's not forgetting. She knows she should do it or wants to do it, yet she thinks something else is more important. Do you see that? So yesterday I did not meditate. I in my head said, there's something more important I need to be doing. Therefore, I allocated my time to doing the other thing that I thought was more important. This morning I meditated because I realized that that was a lie, that my priorities yesterday were not in alignment, and that meditating really does get me, like there's so many benefits to it, so many, right? And I realized that not doing it was setting me up not in the way that I felt my best, okay? So the why behind me yesterday not meditating, at the moment I was lying to myself and telling myself there was other priorities, okay? And then realized I need to get back. Now, let's say you truly feel that there are other priorities to writing other daily intent, like other things besides daily intentions, right? So you start to go that direction. Okay, first of all, that's possible that you have discovered that there is something better to be doing with your time. Great, do it. But you also have to say to yourself, why was I doing daily intentions? Now, I'm gonna play this with Amy for a minute. Why were you doing daily intentions? I have a feeling, I know Amy, I have a feeling Amy was doing it because she heard I was doing it. Amy, am I right? Okay, which that's still a good reason. If Amy values my experience, my business experience, and is trying to learn from me and get coaching from me and wants to hear like what another seven-figure entrepreneur is doing, it's not a bad reason to say I'm doing because Stacey's doing it, right? She's modeling the behavior of something she wants. I like it. I think that makes sense. And not just because it's me, right? And again, Amy, if I'm totally wrong, go with it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. But I have a feeling that's why, because I know you and you're such a good student. You do. When I say something, you're like, I don't even care why. I'm just doing it because Stacey said to do it, right? So, okay. But now we got to go deeper. So Stacey said to do it, so I'm doing it. Or Stacey does it, so I'm doing it. Okay. But now you have to go deeper into the, well, why does that matter? Right. And that's probably where we dug a little deeper. And you said, because she has a business that I'm aspiring to get to. Right. So you have to remind yourself of these things sometimes versus like, I don't know, they say meditating is good for you. Like, I don't know, they say you should read in the morning. Like, I don't know, that's what they said. Right. But you have to go even deeper onto, well, why do you care? Why does that matter? Like, is it good enough? And do you believe it? Right? Do you believe it? Now, I will say that I am meditating, honestly, probably on a daily basis, sometimes more than once a day, which is crazy to me because when I started meditating, it was hard, like really hard. I meditated for 2 minutes. It was very difficult for even 2 minutes and I hated it. And I felt like I'm waking up and I'm meditating. Like, I feel like I'm trying to fall back asleep and this is just not working for me. Okay. It has taken me years to get to this, but the reason I am in a place where I'm meditating twice a day and I'm doing all these things is because I allowed myself to fall off track and to start again, right? And to get better at the recovery time. So sometimes when you fall off track, you don't do it for a long time. You might read daily and then not read for 3 months. But then the next time you decide, no, I really want to read daily, you might read daily, but then maybe you stop, but that recovery time is faster. So for instance, when I didn't wake up at 5 a.m. the first week in January, I the next day jumped back into it. I'm getting stronger at these habits. Does that make sense? It's okay to fall off. It's normal to fall off. The problem that we have is people don't understand we're trying to get this new habit ingrained. You probably aren't coming back often enough to even let it get ingrained in you. Okay. Okay. So I want to just double check. Couple things. I've got a couple notes that I wasn't even looking at my notes and I want to come into a couple of things. So number one is forgiving yourself, not shaming yourself. So when you don't do the thing you said you were going to do, sometimes we put so much blame and so much guilt on you should be better. You should be smarter. You should be doing this. Why aren't you doing this? You said you were going to. You're not committed. You're not. And we start to like do all the things. Okay. I want you to get better at saying to yourself, like, I said I was going to do this. I have not followed through on it, but I'm recommitting today. I don't care what you've done in the first 3 weeks of January or how horribly you've screwed this up already. I don't care. I don't care. Why? Because it's only 3 weeks into January and you have 11 months and a week to figure this out and to get better and to get stronger. Okay. So give yourself grace for wherever you've screwed up so far, because you've already screwed up. Trust me, I've screwed up. So have you. We know it. And we're going to forgive ourselves and we're going to say, I'm committed to starting over. Okay. Now, another place I want you to get better at starting over is in the moment you decide. This is one of my biggest pet peeves is the, I want to start on Monday. Starting February 1st, I am back on track. Starting tomorrow, no. Why would you commit right now and then give yourself 3 more days to keep doing the things you know you shouldn't be doing, right? So if you've been trying to eat healthy and this is Tuesday, and let's just be real, you have not been eating the greatest, or yesterday you had cake and you know you shouldn't have. Do not think you are going to start tomorrow or Monday so you have a fresh start. Your fresh start is in the moment. So right now it's 12:12. If you are sitting eating like drive-through food, you can literally, I'm not kidding, you can put that sandwich down and you can go in your kitchen and make something healthy. You don't even have to say after this meal, I'm going to do it. You can go, oh my goodness, she's calling me out right now. And she's right. And why am I doing this to myself? Like, am I committing or am I not committing? Okay. So even if you had a donut for breakfast, the goal here is to not continue to ruin Tuesday because you already started. So why not keep going? Or it's Tuesday. I mean, this would be silly to start a diet on Wednesday. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. People are lying and they're making excuses, or they're like, well, I literally had a friend who said, I'm going on vacation in January. So I'm not even going to start my New Year's resolution until February. And I was like, guys, I literally like New Year's Eve was like, my friends were probably like, please stop. Like I was like, no. You are not going to ruin a month because you've got a vacation plan in the middle of it. You are going to figure out what vacation looks like and you're going to do whatever you want on vacation and you're going to start strong now. You're going to go on vacation, do what you want to do on vacation and then come back and start back, right? Do not allow next week there's something, or then this week I've got this and, you know, I really want to go live on Facebook every single week, but I probably really couldn't start doing that until like March. So I'm just not going to start doing it to March. It's like, go live when you can, when you want to, when you're available, until you can consistently go live every week in March or whatever it is. Okay. Oh my goodness. That could be a whole podcast right there of like, why are you waiting to commit? You are not fully committed if you're not willing to take the action. Do not say I'm committed to doing it and then say, but I'm going to start in Q2, or I'm going to start in February, or I'm going to start on Monday. No. Absolutely not. Okay. All right. In the chat, just say like, I will give myself grace. Can you just say that in the chat for me right now? I will give myself grace. Okay. So the next piece of this I want you thinking about is the perfectionist mindset. Overcoming it, not allowing it to persuade you into thinking, this isn't right. This isn't as good as it could be. I could be doing better. I could be doing all of that. Okay. So I want you understanding that this is all progress, right? You don't need to hit your goals in January when these are your annual goals. We are looking for progress as we move forward. Okay. I love it. I'm getting a lot of good feedback in the chat and that makes me super happy. Okay. So we're looking for that progress mindset. Okay. Now, here's a couple things I can share with you. So my goal is to up my workouts, not to get skinnier, healthier, et cetera. It's actually, I discovered, I did not know this, but I have a very high D. If you take the DISC assessment, I'm a very high D. And I had no idea that high Ds need a lot of exercise. So when I'm exhausted, when I'm just like all the things, part of me will think, I don't even feel like working out today. I don't feel like it. I need to just give myself time to recover. And what I discovered was actually a high D. One of the best things they can do is work out to get more energy. Okay. So I have decided I'm going to start working out a lot more, really move my body every day. Now, these are not like vigorous workouts. I mean, sometimes I'm not even sweating. Let's be honest. I should be sweating, but sometimes I'm not. But I'm moving my body. Okay. So this morning, just to show you, like I went on a Peloton. I did a low impact for 10 minutes. Like that was nothing crazy. Right. But I moved my body. So anyway, I go in my basement. That's where my home gym is. I go in my basement and I work out. Well, I have a puppy. Well, he's a year old today, actually. So he's definitely still a puppy and he thinks we're playing fetch and he will be bringing me things as we're, as I'm trying to work out. Right. And I can get so frustrated in the moment of like, I'm on a Peloton. I can't bend down to get this toy to whatever, right? So my point is being okay with like the workout not going okay, or like I'm meditating and my six-year-old comes walking in and it's super early and she wants to watch a cartoon or something, right? And I'm meditating while there's a cartoon on, right? Now, most people have that all or nothing attitude or that perfectionist mindset that says, well, if my dog is going to keep interrupting me, let's just play with him and I'm not going to work out. Okay. Or why would I meditate with a cartoon on? This is silly and not effective. Like I'm not going to do it at all. This is where do whatever you need to do with the interruption. I can meditate with my child watching YouTube. I can. It's not that easy. It's not ideal, but it just makes me have to learn how to do it at an even stronger ability, right? So it's strengthening me in other ways. So again, this is not to be the perfect workout, the perfect sales goal this week, the perfect, you name it, whatever it is. It's how do we just keep doing it anyway? And how do we keep practicing it so we get stronger, so that muscle gets stronger, right? And I say muscle, I don't mean workout. I mean muscle anywhere we can be talking about. Yeah, I love it. Pathway says success happens in small moments. Absolutely. Okay, so good. The next piece of this is if you've fallen off of track for one of these goals, my question is, do you have enough accountability and where can you go find accountability to make it happen? So whether that is hiring a coach to say, listen, can you help me hold me accountable to this? Or it's jumping in a mastermind, it's getting a friend who wants to be your accountability partner for free and you discuss what that will look like. Okay. I want you thinking about that. We're like, you're probably falling off track because you haven't publicly stated this. You didn't tell anybody. There's no accountability. No one knows you said you weren't going to do this thing, right? So when I say to my husband, okay, I am going to try to not watch TV on weeknights, which actually that has been one of the easiest things I got rid of. And I did not think it was going to be easy at all. I have not watched TV on weeknights. And in fact, I actually forgot to even watch it on the weekend because like, how's that possible? I did watch a documentary, which does that even count? Like, let's be honest. I feel like I was learning, but I did not watch TV at all, even on Sunday, right? Or like Saturday. So my point is when I told my husband, I don't want to watch TV on weeknights, I told him because I want him to be aware. And I also want him to be like, you said you weren't going to watch TV and you're watching it. I need somebody to know that I said it to call me out. Okay. Love it. I love it. Jen says Trisha is her accountability and foot traffic formula. Priceless. Thank God I have her weekly. Yes. Getting a coach, like having somebody to help you be like, Jen, what are you up to? How is this? You said you were going to do this week. Some people, I should say most people need that. Okay. So create that accountability. We talked about reflecting on your why, going deeper into like what the meaning was, right? Changing your why. One of the reasons, like I've always been trying to be healthy and like in the dance world, right? Like we're very conscious of our weight and what we look like. Unfortunately, like it comes with the territory. I've always been thinking about it and I've always had trouble staying healthy. And when I discovered like looking at dementia in my family and like what affects dementia and like certain ways that you can never like, I don't want to say like fully prevent it, but to be as best as you possibly could to put yourself against it, right? Like having that power, that information, as I started to learn how to help me, hopefully not get dementia, or at least not at the level that I've seen in my family, I am so healthy because it was like my why was different and it changed, right? So for me to not eat sugar, it's not hard anymore because I'm thinking I'm fighting dementia. I'm not thinking I want to be skinny. The I want to be skinny never helped me. I always wanted to be skinny, but it was difficult, right? Like you don't know this now because I'm in good shape now, but like literally my wedding day, I hate my wedding photos because I'm like 20, 25 pounds heavier than back in 2008 than I was today. And it was because I was trying all the diets and they weren't working. I was eating lean cuisines and all the garbage, right? And now I do things differently because my why has changed about fighting disease. And that, like seeing my family and all of that, that has totally changed my attitude and the way I show up, which changed my results. So you might be going after something with the wrong why that's just not good enough. Like you might be thinking, I want to hit 500,000 next year. And your why is pretty poor. Like it's pretty weak. Like there's not, I mean, it'd be nice, but it's not like you're like, I need it. I want it. Like, let's do it. Right. You're like, that'd be fun. Like, oh yeah. What would you spend on it? I don't know. Like you might not hit it because your why is just not strong enough. When you say, I want to hit 500,000 next year. And here's what I'm going to do with the money. And here's how we're going to spend it. And here's what I would do with the team. And here's the trip I'm going to take my family on. And here's what I'm going to do. Right. All of a sudden it's like, you can wake up at 5 a.m. and be excited to jump in and to do this. Okay. So if you're having trouble waking up early, I know a lot of you wanted an earlier wake up time. What are you waking up for? What are you doing with that time? Why are you waking up that early? Like all those, that stuff is what's going to fuel you to wake up. Okay. Thanks, Mel. So this morning, my alarm went off and I've been waking up at 4:50. I must just be getting such good quality sleep. I wake up 4:50 and I'm like ready to go. And this morning, the first thought I had in my head was not let's get back in bed or let's stay warm because it's freezing here. Right. But my first thought was what I was going to work on. And this morning I'm finalizing, we're doing a 3-day challenge the week of January 31st. It's called Profit Accelerator. So when I woke up this morning, I immediately thought, what am I doing this morning? And I knew because when I wrap up my workday, I say the top three things I'm doing. And it was, I'm working on Profit Accelerator, right? So when I find that I have something that I have to do and want to do, it's very easy to wake up. When I wake up and I say, what am I doing today? That could wait. That's not really due for a couple more weeks. If I don't have a good enough reason to wake up, you better believe I'm sleeping in, right? So you've got to go into this knowing why am I waking up at the crack of dawn tomorrow? What am I doing tomorrow? Right now, when I feel overwhelmed and I have a lot on my plate, when I wake up at 5, the other day, my first appointment that I had was at 8:30. And when I have my alarm set for 5, my first thought that I trained myself to think was I have 3.5 hours of time alone to work on what I need to work on. Right. That was exciting to me because the other feeling was I'm overwhelmed. I have a million things on my to-do list. I have a busy week. I've got a program that we are starting in less than 2 weeks and I got to be ready to go for this thing, right? So again, the more I know my why behind what I'm doing, the more I'm committed to the action. Your why just might not be good enough. Okay. And then I want you to start again, but start smaller. Okay. So if you were like trying to copy me and do 5 a.m. and you just like it's 7 and you are struggling, right? I said to one of my clients, set it for 6:45. If you've been waking up at 7, 6:45, extra 15 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day. That's an hour extra in 4 days. You keep doing that. That's a lot of extra time. Okay. So let's say that's you. You're like, I get up at 7, right? Set it for 6:45 tomorrow. Then from there, when 6:45 feels easy and you like the extra 15 minutes and you're noticing you're getting a lot more done and you're feeling less stressed and you're feeling less overwhelmed, go to 6:30. Keep backing it up. Pretty soon you'll be at the time that is like the perfect time for you to wake up. Okay. Yeah. So she says, I need a better why. Lots of people need better whys. When I see lack of commitment, it truly comes down to you just don't want it bad enough. Like, and I say that and people get mad. They're like, no, I do. I'm like, well, you would rather sleep than do that thing. So you have different priorities. There is nothing wrong with that, but observe your actions. When you sleep in from whatever time to whatever time, instead of working on something else, your priority was sleep, right? Now, I am not here to tell you to get less than 8 hours of sleep or whatever time your body needs. But what I am saying is there is probably some time for you to figure out like where to put like that extra time, right? Again, if you go to bed at 9, you'll wake up at 5, you've got 8 hours of sleep, right? So you just don't want the thing you're not doing bad enough. How do we figure out what that looks like? How do we figure out, is it the right goal? And why do I not want it bad enough? And what are we going to do about it? And if you care enough, you're going to fix it. And if you don't care enough, you're going to continue to do the things you're already doing and you're going to get the results you've already been getting. But if you're ready to up level, you're going to realize something has to change. How many of you want to change? You want a better business, a better lifestyle, and you are committed to making that happen. Say me in the chat, right? You can say me, but now the question becomes, how did you show that today? How have you been showing that this past week? How will you show it moving forward in the future? Right? All good stuff here. I am saying this stuff to get you moving, to get you thinking, to get you motivated, to light a fire underneath you. Okay. All right. So a couple things. Next week, last week at this Powerhouse 30, I'm going to talk about how you continuously up level the powerhouse within you. Okay. How do we continuously go? And we're not competing with anybody else. Remember, this is finding your personal best. How do we look at who you are today? And then where do we go from here? And then when we get there, how do we make sure we don't get in a rut, get stuck, stay complacent, stay here year after year in the same gross revenues? How do we continuously outperform the person we just were? So that's next week, Tuesday. Okay. One last thing I want to share before I jump off. We are kicking off a program called Well-Oiled Operations. This is coming up in 2 weeks. It starts on Monday, January 31st. Okay. All I want to tell you is if you want to check out the program and get more details on it, just DM me. Anything you want to know, I'll fill you in. But here's what I really want you to know. I am drastically raising the price and I'm giving you a chance to jump into it now before I drastically raise it. So this week it stays at the $19.97 price point and you get lifetime access to the program. However, starting next week, we are massively raising the price point. Massively. Okay. We have decided we are actually changing the program into a $6,800 program. $6,800. Okay. When you jump in at that 2K price point, you're literally getting what we are going to be giving people. We're going to be putting this out there in about 2 weeks at that $6,800 price point, and they will not get lifetime access. If you know you want my systems, my templates, my job descriptions, everything we do inside, like internally in our team, I want to make sure you are aware and you know what's going on. And that you can get in at this crazy, crazy price point. So welloiledoperations.com has all the details. If you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I have a webinar that I'm going to be sharing all the details, the program, et cetera. You can go to welloiledoperations.com/register. It's live. You'll see me tomorrow. We can do Q&A at the end. I'm going to go into detail. It'll be the last time you publicly hear me say that price at $19.97. Okay. Jen says, how is this different from foot traffic? Okay. Foot traffic is all marketing. We're teaching you how to get more customers in the door, right? Like, it's scaling your business marketing wise. Inside of well-oiled operations, we're showing you that marketing can take you so far. And then at some point, you are stalling, you're becoming the bottleneck in what it is, whatever you're doing. Okay. So some people are just not doing marketing. They buy the program and they're not doing it. They're not implementing it. They're not hiring the right people, or they're not being the person that needs to be the person to do the marketing. Okay. They become the bottleneck. We're going to show you in well-oiled operations how to get the right people in the right seats in your company, maximizing them to their fullest potential. We're going to show you how to put better boundaries into place when it comes to your time, your money, all the things with your team and with your clients. Okay. And it's very systems based. So when we say you need an onboarding, proper onboarding, you need to know how to hire, how to train, how to fire, how to do X, Y, Z. Just so you know, when we say you need an employee handbook, we are showing you our employee handbook. You literally get to copy, make it your own. Obviously talk to your a lawyer or somebody to make sure it's good in your state, but we're giving you all the templates. We're giving you a copy of our org chart, a copy of our company values, a copy of you name it, all the templates. The templates and systems vault alone is worth the $2,000. You will get access to that lifetime. All those templates. So if you're like, I always tell you people, it's not about how big your team is. It's, will you be hiring in the next 3 to 6 months? Or are you currently managing anybody right now that you know you want to maximize their time, put their KPIs in place, all those things. Okay. That was not like a formal pitch. I was just like randomly making sure you know it was in the program. Tomorrow I'll go through it in detail. So Jen, if you have questions on it, I invite you to come join me on tomorrow's webinar where I'm going to go through it. We have a framework for it. Just like Foot Traffic Formula has a framework, so does Well-Oiled Operations. And it's all about hiring the right people. Right people, as in we start with the CEO, like we got some stuff to do, right? So right people, we go into real communication, honest communication, how do we hire? How do we fire? How do we tell somebody that they're not performing at the level we need? What are those KPIs we want them shooting for? How do we honestly have that conversation? We go into repeatable systems, teaching you how to do systems. And then from there, we show you how to transfer responsibilities and accountabilities. Okay. So good stuff. None of this stuff is inside of Foot Traffic Formula. It's a totally different program, completely different content. Yeah. Okay. All right. So yes, thank you so much, Nicolette. She put the webinar registration link in if you want to join me live tomorrow. It'll be the last webinar I do at this price point. So jump in, go hear me out, hear what I have to say. It's a lifetime access. Trust me. If you're like, I'm not even going to hire for a year. I said to somebody yesterday, I was like, well, in a year from now, when you actually need the program, you can come in at $6,800. And that's if we don't raise the price even higher, right? The fact that you get to keep it lifetime could be phenomenal. There's a section in there all about boundaries. That section alone of better boundaries, scripts, what to say to certain people. I'm talking clients abusing your time, but abusing your time because like you didn't put in great strategies moving forward. You set the tone and now they're abusing it because you had some bad behaviors. We're going to help you fix those bad behaviors and help you really get more clarity so that you can set some boundaries in place with your team, with your clients, all the things. Okay. So yeah, welloiledoperations.com. If you're like, I'm in, like sign me up, go there, get registered again. When that link changes, it's changing to the new price point. So you're going to want to get in before that goes up and be a part of our founding member group. We only have 100 spots total and we have lots of people that have already jumped in and joined us. So if you want to grab that and be the first 100, make sure to go grab it now. Okay. Talk to you soon. I'll see you next week, Tuesday, back here, noon central on IG Live. I'm going to be talking all about continuously up leveling because as you step into really truly owning you as a powerhouse, there's a new level always around the corner. And I'm going to show you how to keep doing that over and over and over again. Sounds good. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye, everyone. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.